now convene the City of Daytona Beach Special Magistrate Proceeding for Red Light Camera Violations. Before I proceed, are there any announcements I need to be aware of?
Yes, sir, Mr. Fekelja. There's one case that is resolved that is listed on the agenda. It's item 29. Lucille Wells, her case has been resolved.
And also,
and Mr. Jackson has.
I didn't mean to miss. I'll make an announcement when it comes to it.
Oh.
Mr.
Number 27?
Yes.
You don't want to do that now? You'll announce.
We'll announce when we come to it.
Okay. Yeah. There's going to be an announcement for number 27, but we'll. He's indicating he'll. When it gets to that, we'll get to that. So, other than that, we're good.
Okay, will there be any representatives for the City of Daytona Beach testifying who have not been sworn already?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Can you raise your hand, please? Oh,
there's someone else here back there?
Yeah, these are one of our voters.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Come on up. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, folks, before we get started, let me tell you a couple things about red light camera cases. As it stands right now, you're facing not only the $158 fine for running a red light, you're also committed to pay $50 for the hearing that you requested for today. Depending on the circumstances as we see it, and we'll have videos for everyone to look at, that fine could go up to as much as $200 more should you choose to contest it. So, in any event. With that having been said, let's get straight into it. First case, Gary M. Antich. Yes, sir. Could you please state your name and be sworn?
Sure. Gary Antich.
You raise your hand, please. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And the only determination I'm here to make is whether you're liable or not liable. And 99% of that determination is going to be based on what you and I and everyone else sees on the video monitor.
Sure.
Once in a while, there are some extenuating circumstances out here, but for the most part, one picture tells a thousand words.
Yeah.
So, all that having been said, Mr. Antich, let's take a look at your video.
Sure.
Okay, can somebody tell me what I'm looking at?
This is the turn left. I'll show you to you again and I'll stop the video. That's right. See, the light's red. Sorry, I'll do it again.
So that's the truck before the stop bar. Those, I guess, are two red lights I'm seeing.
Yes, sir.
In the top right.
Yes, sir.
And he proceeds into the intersection to make a left-hand turn.
Yes, sir.
All right. What say, Mr. Antich?
That's not my car.
Not your car.
I also have a registration.
Okay. What say the city?
I think this. Get someone else to lift and see if he's the same. Granted, you can't tell me to put his people down the collar, but is it even the same people? Is the truck over here? Okay, so what's the reason? There's no chance to tell him.
No, because according to here, it's probably she needs to be able to
see
the truck. Unless he just purchased that car prior to that.
At least that's why it's an each for one.
Here's the registration. I bought that car from July 2012. Finance. And that tag's been on that car ever since July 2012.
Okay. Based on what's been presented, the city will agree to dismiss. It very much looks like it's the same tag, which just as a caution, if you do have an old tag floating out there or something, you may want to just check on it, maybe check with tag.
Okay.
Tag agency, make sure you don't have the tag.
Well, that's the one tag. I don't think I have the same tag, the same number.
Huh?
I don't have the same tag, the same number. I don't have two tags at the same number.
Okay.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
We've had it before.
Right? Oh, really? I didn't know that.
So the city's telling me that Mr. Antich here is not liable?
Well, Ms. Antich has clearly shows a tag that appears to be consistent. He indicated, and are we relying on him being under oath, that this is the tag that he has and left attached to this car. The tag we have reads to be the same, it has the appearance of being the same tag. It looks to be an older Florida tag. It has the Florida, the state of Florida, and this one has the oranges, or the orange, which is the newer tag. But yes, the answer is yes.
Mr. Andich is determined to be not liable. Have a seat and give you a piece of paper that says that, so you won't have anything to.
Thank you.
In the event that happens again, you can actually contact us. You don't even have to come here.
I did. I contacted those people in New York, and they made me wait for 30, 40 minutes.
Oh. And if you did an affidavit of defense, you wouldn't even have to come here.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number two, Gregory C. Polio.
Good afternoon.
Name,
my name is Greg Curciopalio.
Can you raise your right hand, please, sir? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I swear.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Palio, I guess we're going to look at a video.
Vehicle on the left-hand side.
Light red on the stop bar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what say Mr. Polio?
I think that the yellow light didn't provide me an adequate space to come to a stop. As you can see, the roads were very slippery. And also, the Florida Department of Transportation has recently addressed this. They raised the yellow light time by 0.4 seconds at the time of this, that this was taken. That was after the ruling, but the lights have not been changed yet.
And that additional 0.4 seconds would have kept you from running through that intersection?
Absolutely.
Okay, reliable. And the sum is $158 plus $100.
Your Honor, I ask you to take into consideration, I'm a student right now, I don't have a job. It's really a big deal for me. That's why I came here, because I really don't even have this money. So I just want you to take that into consideration.
I don't know. I mean, do I have latitude over administrative fines?
No, you don't. Yeah.
I didn't think so. Okay. I mean, I don't know who you take that up with, but unfortunately, or fortunately, or unfortunately, it's not me.
Okay.
All right. If you'll have a seat, you'll prepare an order. Samuel Walker.
Good morning. Can you state your name for the record, please?
Samuel Walker.
Can you raise your right hand? Your right hand, sir. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Walker, let's take a look at your video.
Show it again and I'll stop it.
Vehicle on the left.
It's red. I'm sorry, Mark.
Is it the blue car?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's
say, Mr. Walker?
I don't own that car. I don't even know who owned it, to tell you the truth.
Pardon?
I don't even know who owned that car. I have a Ford Taurus.
You want to turn your paperwork on your car?
Here's all the tags. And this was sent in to request it. This what this hand? This is what they're telling me? No, I don't.
Here's our number, 327. This is really clear.
I don't want it.
If that is a file, it looks like 5ID.
And that's what yours is?
Huh?
What's your paper?
Right there. Well, there's all my tags. This tag have.
Yeah,
I'm
idea.
Oh. So even that tag number is not yours.
No, it's
nothing.
That's right. And that's right. Here it says 258. That's what the double penalty is.
Wow.
Keep reading.
Just some things you just need to be aware of.
The actual citation is 158. The administrative fee is 100.
Moment here, I just want to select this. Even the sheriff's paper, the sheriff's paper.
She said it was right. All right, we figured you out. Here's what happened. This one is actually here on affidavit. He doesn't own the vehicle, he's correct. Ms. Rizzio owns the vehicle.
And he submitted the affidavit?
Sheila Rizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O, submitted an affidavit, and the affidavit indicated. It says, my motor vehicle was in the care, custody, and control of another person. Name of the person, Samuel Walker. Gives a home address. 26 North.
I knew that.
Okay. Gives his date of birth, or a date of birth. Is that your date of birth?
Yeah.
Okay. And it gives his driver's license number. Is that your driver's license number?
How'd he get on that?
Okay. So.
I don't even know.
And it's a signed affidavit from his Vizio, which we would rely on as the evidence of the proof of his them being the one in.
I don't even know that later, period. I don't even know nothing about it. That's why I went to my insurance company and pull up the paperwork and stuff. I don't even know. Shouldn't have known. That's why I'm here.
Was previously issued to Ms. Rizzo. Now, I don't know if there's some reason you would not know her name. Is this the name you recognize or address?
No, I don't even know who that is. That's a Flagler? I don't know who it is, period.
In Flagler Beach?
I don't know nobody in Flagler.
We've been here before.
Yeah, we have, and I've never been comfortable relying on a nameless, faceless affidavit being contradicted by live testimony. So my point is, I'll do the same thing I did before. I'll have Ms. Rizzo and this gentleman back, and someone's going to pay for this ticket, whether it's him or her.
Yes, sir, we'll follow the same process in notifying and
all right, this person has pointed the finger at you as being the driver of that automobile, and although, well, in any event, and it, I don't have it in me to basically convict you on the basis of something that somebody just fills out a piece of paper and says it was that man.
Right.
So my point is, if it's your intent to contest this thing, then we'll have another hearing at which you'll be present, and I'll have her present.
I'll be in.
Someone's going to pay that ticket. I don't know who it's going to be, but my point is, I'll have both people in front of me, or whoever doesn't show is going to eat the ticket. One or the other.
I'm here now.
Sounds fair enough. I know you are, and that's why you're getting the benefit of the doubt here. So, okay. I don't know what we need to do.
Do you want to continue the case to the next meeting?
Continue this to the next meeting, that's fine.
It's April 8th, right?
Okay, Mr. Walker, we're telling you right now, will he get another notice?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, even if you're going to get another notice, but I'm telling you right now, on April 8th, we'll do this again.
Might be, yeah.
And then, like I said, and then Ms. Rizzo will be here, and hopefully we'll have a little more information to make a decision on. All right?
All right, I appreciate it.
Good luck to you, sir.
That's your will. Well, thank you.
Case number 4, Tina Jackson. Please state your name and be sworn.
Tina Jackson.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony is about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, let's take a look at your video.
And so, why did you have me making the left?
That vehicle right there?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that, Ms. Jackson?
Can I ask to speak to the person that calibrated the camera? Okay. Did the calibrations on the camera?
Jackson wants to talk to the person who calibrated the camera.
Do you have an affidavit from the person who calibrated the camera?
Is he present?
Mm-hmm. Sorry?
Is the person present that calibrated the camera?
No, this is an administrative proceeding, and I'll be able to present that affidavit. I know that a lot of people have heard that there's a confrontation clause in criminal law there is, and so some people have them.
Is that your car?
That's a rental vehicle. I was not driving the vehicle at the time. I submitted an affidavit with the person's name. I only had their first name that was driving the vehicle. I do not have an address for that person, but I did submit the affidavit to contest it.
What we have is an affidavit from Enterprise Rentals, or I don't know if it's Enterprise Rentals, but the EAN holding, indicating that the car was in the care, custody, and control of Tina Jackson at the time.
Okay. Well, did you rent a car from Enterprise?
I did rent the vehicle, but I was not driving that vehicle at the time that ticket.
So who was driving?
The person that I submitted on the affidavit, first name Tim. I don't have a last name for the person. It's someone I let hold my vehicle who was working on my house to go get a part for me. I submitted the information the best that I could on the person that was driving the vehicle at the time.
Well, I've got to get honest with you. I don't think an affidavit that says Tim was driving is going to work.
I would like for, is there any way that the person who calibrated the cameras can be present when we continue, or I would like to speak to the person that did the calibration on the cameras.
Jackson, what's the process?
We have not brought the person present because he submitted affidavits to the effect of informing and advising of his inspection of the cameras. The cameras, the perspective, and I don't know if this, someone wrote a letter, it may have been you, ma'am, the perspective was that she has a right to face her accuser. The camera's not accusing her of any event other than recording that which was observed by the eye of the camera. The preventive maintenance, the record of that is here in my hands, and I am flipping to find hers because eastbound US 92 while I speak. Which one's that one? US 92, US 92. Should have these sorted by roadways, but I don't. So I have to put accordingly.
692 Noble Road, Mason. Ridgewood, Miss 92, that's what that is. Eastbound? The two inspections that's required is an inspection for the date of May 22nd, 2013, and then another inspection on November 22nd, 2013. And the inspections are within the six-month time period required or represented by gas oils, the inspection periods that they would utilize. And both of them are for your review if you'd like to see it.
Actually, I would like to speak to the person that did the camera so that he can prove without a reasonable doubt that was me operating the vehicle.
Okay, is there anything else you want to present?
Am I unable to request that the person be present that calibrated the camera so I can face my accuser? Other than this affidavit?
The person that calibrated the camera is your accuser?
Well, that's the person that's saying that I was operating that vehicle at that time.
Well, you're acknowledging that that vehicle is in your possession, custody, or control because you rented it from Enterprise. As a matter of fact, I thought I understood you to say you let Tim borrow it.
That's correct. No. I wasn't operating.
An automobile in the state of Florida is considered a dangerous instrumentality. So whoever has possession, custody, and control of that dangerous instrumentality is liable for anyone and everyone to whom he or she entrusts it to. And an affidavit is a way to present a defense to this, by putting Tim, that's his name, date of birth, unknown, license, unknown, address, unknown, is an insufficient affidavit. So, quite frankly, I'm not concerned about having this person who calibrated this camera being present. In addition to the fact I'm hearing we have an affidavit anyway, and I thought I understood you to say as recent as November.
That's correct.
And this violation
was given before November.
And there was another affidavit stating it had been calibrated in May as well.
Yes, in the envelope of time.
So in any event, all right.
Okay, if an actual officer had pulled me over and someone else was operating the vehicle, the ticket would be given to the actual person driving the vehicle. Is that correct? Okay, so I wasn't actually driving the vehicle. Someone else was. And
says you.
And, right, but you're not proving without a reasonable doubt I was operating that vehicle at the time.
The only evidence you've presented to me to try to convince me that you weren't operating that vehicle is an affidavit that says Tim had it.
Right.
Your affidavit's insufficient on its face, and you are primarily responsible for automobiles, whether you rent them or whether you own them. Okay, anything else?
If I can get a continuance, I'd like to get more information to find the actual person address or phone number to see if we can subpoena them to come to court.
Okay, and the answer to that's no. All right, I'm finding Ms. Jackson liable, and I'm finding her the sum of $258.
Is there any way for me to appeal this decision?
There may be. The city attorney can probably help you with that.
It's and pursuant to Chapter 162 of the Florida statute, okay. 162.011, I believe, is the statute number, and it's appealed in the manner which you appeal administrative violations code enforcement.
I would also like a copy of the calibrations that were sent from the person. Is that a reasonable request?
Oh, absolutely. That's reasonable. It's presented in the proceeding.
I can't face him, but I can get a copy of his affidavit. My affidavit, you're saying, is no good.
I have a photograph. I don't need anybody to tell me.
Can you zoom in and show me operating that vehicle? Can you zoom in and show me operating that vehicle?
Can
you zoom the camera in to show who's behind the wheel of that vehicle?
No, I can't.
Exactly.
In this instance, presumes it's yours. Have a seat. We'll give you your order. Antoinette Knight.
It tells you on the order how to appeal. 162. She's handing it to you as soon as he signs it. No, ma'am. If you can, I mean, unless we have somebody that can run and do it real quick.
I'll wait.
Adeline, do you mind?
I don't know what it is.
She's you want the copy of the calibration?
Absolutely.
Tony's going to have hand you the documents. And if you could go to the, maybe Shirley has a copy machine out in that.
Do you have an egg for that tonight?
It's not easy.
She's making her public records request right now. So if she can go make a copy and hand it to her.
Okay.
Just ask them. Can he hand it to you?
Oh. Okay.
What did you do with it? Did you just put it back?
You know, I put it back. Which is reasonable. And I'll get a reasonable opportunity and I'll provide it. No, that's not the way. That's not the way. That's not good. Yes, 92.
Five more. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss it.
Yes, Your Honor, we are.
Okay, one last time. Antoinette Knight is the respondent here. Okay, what say the city?
Would ask that you find her find her liable for failure to appear.
Okay. Can I see the video? Was it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see why Ms. Knight didn't show up. All right, finding Ms. Knight, the sum of $258. Find her liable. James A. Levi, or Levy.
Levi, you're right.
Hello. Can you state your name, please?
James A. Levi.
Can you raise your right hand? You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Levi, let's take a look at your video. Mr. Levi, the white car? Okay, Mr. Levi, so he says you were in that red light right there, which you're on this side of the crossbar. There's the red light. There's your car. What's in, Mr. Levi?
Yes, I was driving. When I was coming up to the light, there's about a block or a little over a block, block and a half behind me. There was an emergency vehicle coming down, going north on U.S. 1. I know that the hospitals, they got to go, usually they go down international to the hospital. So when I came up, the light turned. I was right at the light when it turned. So I went ahead and got out of the way, moved around. There was a truck in front of me, slowed down. So I don't know where.
Levi says he made an illegal left turn because there was an emergency vehicle in the vicinity. And I guess he is suggesting he was trying to get out of the way. Let's say
that is an allowable defense, but if he had submitted an affidavit indicating that defense, that would have been something that the city would have been able to at least check and see through. What do you call it?
I noticed on the bottom that you could fill out that form putting all that on, but I said, well, why not just go to court and explain it? So,
we don't see one. There's no other activity that's showing a necessity over in that lane or anything that would have pushed or forced
It was a block or so behind me, so that's why I noticed it. Yeah, I mean, I didn't want everything to be piled up there, so I went ahead.
I mean, I understand what Mr. Levi is saying, and I don't...
I mean, I'm on the road constantly every day, all day long. I'm driving. That's my job. I'm driving on the road, so I never get run red lights and stuff like that unless there's a reason, emergency reason, something.
No emergency vehicle on you?
No, it was behind up on Ridgewood Avenue, coming down about a block or so behind me.
Yeah, there's no vehicles in front of you. You didn't have any time to stop.
No, I think you were saying that you were trying to avoid being in a path of the emergency vehicle.
Right.
Is that correct?
To make sure that there was an opening there.
Yeah, the city's position is we don't see the emergency vehicle, anything that would suggest that even if he had stopped at the front, if the emergency vehicle had come behind him, he would have been able to move at the time when the vehicle came his way. A vehicle more than a block away doesn't really, it creates a whole lot of people speculating.
The light was yellow when I...
But without the filing of the affidavit and our ability to check the dispatch to see if indeed a vehicle was coming, we don't have any way to support that.
What the city is saying is, A, he didn't file the affidavit. B, the video doesn't show us an emergency vehicle. C, the video doesn't even show us other vehicles taking any sort of evasive action. Is that what I understand the city saying?
That's correct.
Liable. $258. Henrietta Williams.
Henrietta Williams.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, Ms. Williams, let's take a look at your video.
It's that the maroon Chevy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's that right there.
The dark vehicle?
The Chevy Cobalt, yeah.
Okay. The city says you were in a red light. What say Ms. Williams?
I was not the person operating the vehicle at the time.
You were what now?
I was not the person operating the vehicle at the time. I actually have a roommate that I live with, and at times when she's going to class or going to and from work, I allow her to use the vehicle.
Did you submit the affidavit giving the city her name?
The insurance is under my father's name, so when the ticket went to him, he automatically assumed it was me. I didn't, dispute the fact that it was not me, it was my friend, because he'll get really upset. So I just decided to come and appeal it here in court and, try to...
The ticket
was... You just decided to what?
I tried to come and explain it here in court instead.
The ticket was initially issued to Patrick J. Williams, which I believe she's saying is her father.
Yes.
And he signed an affidavit of allowable defense saying that Henrietta Williams had the car in her care, custody, and control.
So, Dad said it was you.
Yes.
You're telling me it's your roommate.
It's my roommate who was using the car, but obviously he wouldn't expect me to use you know, allow my friend to use the car, but she doesn't have a vehicle, so I let her use the car to go to and from work and also to class.
All right. Is there another affidavit to be submitted, or is this where it all ends?
There is no other affidavit that was submitted because
she has the desire to bring her friend in the coupe. That would be done by submitting an additional affidavit. I don't know if can we accept that affidavit to this proceeding, and we do have the others.
Well, she would have to have her friend's name. We don't have a way to check it here, though.
Okay. So if you have the friend's name, the driver's license, date of birth, for an affidavit, then I would be okay with these, submitting the affidavit if that's what you desire.
Okay.
If we have a copy, do we even have an
affidavit? I can pull one up and print one for.
Maybe. You want to sit aside and go over that? We'll just go ahead and file it against her. And
do you have her name, date of birth, driver's license? Something?
I don't have that information with me.
That's why you're supposed to do it ahead of time.
Well, this is actually my first time. I've never been to court a day in my life. I've never experienced anything like this. I wasn't prepared.
Now, the good thing for this is administrative proceeding, so it's not court. You don't get anything that goes into any kind of court record. But it's only a city administrative proceeding. Our general process is if you're not able to provide the information at this proceeding, then you're pretty much done. So our position is that if you can't provide the information for regarding her at this time, then you're pretty much stuck with it. And then you can go collect from her after that.
That's understandable. All right.
Well, I thought page 2 of this was an affidavit.
So we're not doing an affidavit?
No, she doesn't know half the information necessary for the
affidavit. All right. I guess I'm finding Ms. Williams liable. The fine is the sum of $258. James A. Williams. Anyone here for the respondent?
No, for the statute.
Okay, one more time. James Williams? Not present. What's his decision?
I would ask that you find him liable for her in the failure to appear.
Okay. Can I see the video?
Yes, sir. This will be the black Nissan going straight.
Is that in the right lane?
Yes, sir.
I find Mr. Williams liable. Fine on the sum of $258. Brandon Roden.
Can you state your name, please?
Brandon Roden.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Roden, let's take a look at your video.
Just one clarification to make sure, because he has three. This is 156107.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, what's in Mr. Roden?
Yes, Your Honor. First things first, I was not driving that vehicle. I have a lot of friends in this area now. I work at the AT&T down the street, and I also go to Daytona State College. I let a lot of people use my vehicle. Secondly, the fact that I let a lot of people use my vehicle, I cannot tell you exactly who was driving that day. I do have a list of friends that I could prospect, but I went after them and asked them if any of them was doing it, and they all told me no. So
So that tells you right there that one of your friends is lying to you.
Well, here's the thing, sir. I can only do but so much. Per my Fifth Amendment rights, I'm supposed to remain silent, and per my Sixth Amendment rights, the accuser is supposed to show that I'm driving the vehicle. So that's the part that I'm waiting for, to be honest with you.
Okay. So in any event, I take it you then are unable to fill out an affidavit that tells who is driving, if not you.
Per my Fifth Amendment rights, I'm supposed to remain silent, sir. And Sixth Amendment, it's the court's job to find who did it, not myself.
Okay. All right, I find Mr. Rim liable and fine him the sum of $258. Next case.
I also have a question, sir. Just like the previous person, may I receive the calibration of that unit? Is there anyone that can represent the camera? Not necessarily an affidavit per my rights. Someone is supposed to be representing the camera here today to let me know why it is that I'm found guilty.
Tony, feel free to respond.
Mr. Roten, you've elected to remain silent, so you offered no defense, and the court has ruled. I don't know if there's anything open for any additional evidence.
Well, I elected to remain silent as far as my friends, because that is not my job to help you, I don't know, prosecute someone. As far as the cameras, someone for the camera department is supposed to be here today to testify for that.
Well, let me clear up one of your defenses to future reference. It's technically the Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination.
Yes, sir.
It has nothing to do with third parties. It has to do with you yourself.
Okay.
So if you want to sit there and say, I'm not going to say anything, maybe that was my car that was involved in that accident. Maybe somebody does say I was drinking, but I'm not going to say anything.
Mm.
That would be an assertion of the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination.
And what about the Sixth Amendment?
It doesn't extend to you not disclosing the identity of the third parties.
Well, I can try to see if I can get those individuals. I mean, I don't know their license number off rip, but I can try to see if I can find that. I mean, as I said, I was not driving that vehicle, and it is the court's job to prove that I was driving it.
If I may, Your Honor, if you'll read the floor, it's the exact regarding the red light cameras. All we are required to do is prove that that is your vehicle. Floor State statute states that as the owner of that vehicle is your responsibility, which is why you have the option to fill out an affidavit if you are aware of who was driving the vehicle at that time.
Correct.
Floor State statute states also that we do not need to prove that you were in the driver's seat. That would actually be a violation of your privacy, which you feel, I guess, that you're against government intrusion. So therefore, we don't need to prove that you were actually in the driver's seat, just that it is your vehicle, which you have not denied. And that, therefore, it should be either in your custody and control, or that you can prove who you lent out your dangerous weapon, I believe you consider it. So.
Yeah, but per my Sixth Amendment, it's your job to...
We did, sir. That's why you have a certified registration stating that that's your vehicle.
My car, but you're not proving that I drove that vehicle.
Well,
and
have
with
to take
that being...
With the Florida State Statute Administrative Board and tell them that you don't...
But with that being my car... I can allow whoever I want to drive my vehicle. Why am I getting penalized? But if it was a law enforcement officer pulling me over, he can come here right now and say, I saw Mr. Roden driving that vehicle.
Correct.
I don't have anyone proving that Mr. Roden was driving a vehicle.
If you'll actually read your Florida State statute, you'll realize that the statute that's written for a red light violation, where you're stopped by an officer, and for a red light camera statute are actually two separate statutes. So you'll need to go back and review that statute.
Right, and I did not see any statute for the red light camera.
This ticket was written based on Florida State statute. So if you've got a problem with the statute itself, that's something you need to take up with the state.
Is there a red light camera statute? Because I couldn't find one.
There is.
One that says that as long as it's your vehicle, you are to be accused, no matter who's driving.
Yes, 316.008.
Okay.
It's actually on the ticket that you were given. You had read under option B. Actually provides you with allowable defenses as well. So all of that information was provided to you.
Yeah, and I clearly stated that at that time I did not know who it was, and I went to ask my friends. What I'm saying is I'm still waiting to be... Where's the individual that represents the camera? If it was a law enforcement officer that pulled me over, he could stand here and say either A, he saw me, or B, he did not see me. Where is my justice here? I have no one here that can say they saw me driving that vehicle. This is unconstitutional.
Okay, moving on to the next one with Mr. Roden. Case number 06-016-0153718. We have another video to look at. Okay, and which vehicle is Mr.
Red? Red
Park.
The red car.
Red vehicle. I think the attorney hired.
Okay, Mr. Roden, what say you?
Same as before, Your Honor, except after seeing this video, this is my first time seeing that video, it looks like that car made a right on red. I just heard her say at a high rate of speed. I do not think that was a high rate of speed. It looked like to be safe to me, and I do not see any oncoming traffic. And as I said, right now I don't have my friends here for me to give you names of who I think could have been driving, and I still have not been given the opportunity to face my accuser.
Okay, may I see the video one more time?
From what I'm seeing, Your Honor, the direction that car was going, those vehicles were making lefts and rights where there are no oncoming traffic there, and I do not see a high rate of speed there either.
Let's say the city. Specifically with regard to the right turn.
The
only thing new or different that Mr. Roden has brought up is the right turn on this one.
I understand. The reviewer seems to have the perspective that he was going relatively fast along on the turn, and because of the speed that it was not safe and prudent. And so that's the position of the city.
Can I see that one more time? Well, Mr. Roden could have slowed down, or whoever it is Mr. Roden's been entrusting his vehicles to could have slowed down, but now you get the benefit of that law that you would like to see. Because the benefit of that law says that if you're making a right-hand turn at an intersection in which you're permitted to make a right-hand turn, and you do it in a careful and prudent manner, then under the red light statute, you can't be found liable.
Okay.
So I'm finding Mr. Roden not liable on that one. Although I'm cautioning Mr. Roden
to not let his friends drive his cars. Yes, sir.
Well, you're beyond that. I'm cautioning Mr. Roden that a little slower would have made it a lot easier call.
Well, sir, as I said, I was not driving. I appreciate you making it non-liable, but when I drive, I do not. I actually come to a complete stop. I was a law enforcement officer for 4 years.
Well, okay. All right, let's take a look at one more. 01601541171. Say, Mr. Roden.
The same defense as the last one, Your Honor. I was not driving, and I do not see the. It looks like the same as the last video, to be honest with you.
It's actually a different intersection, and you mentioned this being that whoever is driving this vehicle should probably slow down for it to be in a careful and prudent manner, although the last one was borderline. The last one, actually, the calibrations on the cameras were up to date. And it clocked him going 18 miles an hour in that last turn. This one, you'll actually see if you would like, we can minimize the video and prove that at the time of that turn he was going 20 miles an hour. And at that intersection, U-turns are permissible, so it'd be quite difficult to understand taking that turn at 20 miles an hour, whether or not the oncoming traffic that did in fact have the right of way, whether somebody was making a U-turn at that time.
Play the video one more time. Not liable.
When One last question, Your Honor. As far as the liable ticket, what would I do as far as, I mean, will I have an opportunity to get these friends on here, or what's next? Because, as I said, I was not driving this vehicle, and I cannot.
You have an opportunity to fill out an affidavit and disclose the driver of the vehicle.
Yes, yeah, I understand that. I just, at that time, I know, but at that time I did not know who, and I didn't want to just list a whole bunch of names and or accuse someone and them not being the one that drove. I mean, I have no problem trying to give you the list of names now, but...
And I'm going to give you some free legal advice if you don't know it already, and I don't mean to be condescending, but here in the state of Florida, an automobile is a dangerous instrumentality, and if it's involved in an accident, there are two people that automatically are liable. The owner and the driver. So if you're lending a vehicle out to somebody and they're involved in an accident, you as the owner are just as liable for any injuries or damages they cause as the driver himself. You might want to keep that in mind in the future.
Yes, sir.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Case number 12, Gabriel Casanova.
Excuse me for a minute.
Gabriel Casanova. Okay. Not seeing a respondent. Find the respondent sum of, or find the respondent liable. Find the sum of $258. Wendy Grinko.
Good morning.
Can you state your name, please?
Wendy Grinko.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Ms. Grinko, let's take a look at your video.
I went up to the stoplight and I looked both ways. I was green, and then that's when I decided to take a right. But I looked in all directions, and then I took a right-hand turn.
Your knowledge, was this an intersection that allowed right turns on red?
Yes.
I say the city.
No further argument.
Not liable.
Thank you.
Brittany L. Schultz. Ms. Grinko, you might want to hang on. She's going to give you a piece of paper that'll confirm that that was dismissed. You might want to have that in the future. Anyway, Brittany L. Schultz. Not seeing a respondent. Find the respondent liable. Find her the amount of $258. $258. Rod Yovan. Thank you.
Afternoon, Your Honor.
Can you state your name, please?
Rod Yovan.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
All right, Rod, hang on a second. Mr. Yovan has been a client of mine in the past. Do you want to refuse recommending this?
No, sir, no objection at all.
Okay. All right, Rod, let's take a look at your video.
Well, let's see how big the timing was.
Okay, what's saying, Mr. Yovan?
Your Honor, the ticket was issued in my son's name. That's his car. The car was in the care of Econo. They have the card, the affidavit, stating that that car was under the care of Econo Auto Body, which is in the middle of that block where that right-hand turn was that happened. I didn't pick that, but that was Oktoberfest. I was on a Harley that whole weekend. He dropped it off on the 14th. He's a longshoreman. I did this in his behalf because he probably couldn't get present. But that car, again, and there was an after, and they sent me another one again in my name. It's not my car. It's not registered in my name. I picked the car up solely, probably around the 20th after the repair was done. So there's an affidavit stating that, and that's why I got on this paper somehow, you know, because I, again, picked the car up with him on the 20th. So the 17th, it was under the care of Econo Auto Body on Mason Avenue.
And you submitted an affidavit?
Yes, I did. All
right, what's in the city?
And that's why my name gone. The original ticket is issued in Michael Yovan's name, registered owner Michael Yovan.
The affidavit I have, affidavit of liable defense, says I'm Michael Yovan.
It's the original ticket.
If I dispose of send a check, my motor vehicle is in the clear custody control of Rod Yovan and gives address, date of birth, and driver's license.
October 17th, this car was in Econo Paint and Body, and I gave the card.
Yeah, that appears to be a post-it of some type of, that was attached to the affidavit, but the affidavit itself is Yvonne saying you and signing it. I mean, Michael saying you and signing it.
This is this affidavit was important. The reason why I signed this affidavit and put that note on there was because it was in the care of Econo. The car doesn't belong to me. It's not a ride-on record. I was not in that car.
Stop talking for a second, okay?
Yes, sir.
You're not helping yourself in any event. What you're telling me is it's a right turn.
Yes, sir.
At an intersection that allows it.
Yes.
It appears to have been done in a careful and prudent manner.
Yes, sir.
Go fight another day with somebody else. We don't need it right now.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Not liable. See you later.
Thank you, Your Honor. Do I need anything?
If you'll sit down, she's going to give you a copy of an order making that determination, then you're good to go. Marquis D. Beeman? Marquis D. Beeman. Anyone here for the respondent present? Not seeing a respondent, I find him liable and fine in the amount of $258. Jonathan M. Benedict. Jonathan Benedict present? Mr. Benedict not being present, I find him liable and fine in the amount of $258. Mikkel Brown? Yes, sir. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Mikkel Brown.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Brown, let's look at your video. Was it that scooter?
Yes, sir.
That was aggressive. What's say, Mr. Brown?
I don't know what to say. No,
make it easy on yourself and say I'm liable, and I'll only fine you the extra $50 that you paid for this hearing.
Well, I was here by affidavit. Me and my dad both did the paperwork to get it off of his name because it's his vehicle. And okay. There's no other. What's the time period of payment?
30 days.
Okay.
All All right, I'm going to find Mr. Brown liable, and the fine will be 208 instead of the 258.
I'm sorry. Is I know there's no points, but is it like adjudication or anything like that that's on the
record? No, nothing
record.
Associated with court. It doesn't go to the court. It's not. The court has no knowledge that it even exists. It came to the city. It's administrative proceeding at the city. The only thing is the state knows it exists, so if it's not paid, when you're ready to go renew your vehicle registration, if that is, then they won't let them renew it until that's paid.
Right.
So up until that time,
so if it's
it has
not
no other effect.
Okay.
I mean that I know of under the law.
Okay, so it's not going to be like an insurance type thing, because I just kind of don't want any more, like...
I understand that. Yeah. It should not be, but I can't be one to make that promise.
Right, okay.
They're going to ask you things like that, and you'll answer questions, and, you know.
Okay.
Good luck to him.
Thank you.
Have a seat. She'll give you a copy of an order. Ronald Brunson.
Pastor Ronald Brunson.
You raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Pastor, let's take a look at your video. Do you have a blue truck?
That's me.
And what say you?
Well, I can only say one thing. I wanted to see it, so this is a right-hand turn. I was late. I had to preach. But
you're not helping yourself.
I know, but that's the only thing I can say.
Was that an intersection that allows right-hand turns?
Yes, it is.
And it appears you just went through it in a careful and prudent manner.
Yeah, I stopped, but I just wanted to know.
All right.
Can I ask one question, though? When is it good to turn on those new camera things? Because I'm like 55, and I'm still in the old driving, you know.
Oh, when can you turn late?
Yeah, but when can you turn? Because I'm getting cussed out now.
I understand this, because everyone that's hearing this, I don't want anyone to get confused. The state law says, there's a statute clearly that says that you must stop before you proceed on red.
Okay.
The red light camera law, when they wrote that, has this confusing language that suggests that if you turn, the camera can't give you a ticket.
Uh-huh.
You can't get a ticket from the camera if it's a safe and a prudent turn. That doesn't mean if an officer's sitting there and you're going to make that turn, he can pull you over. So what you need to do when you come to a red light is stop and then proceed if it's safe.
Then proceed on.
That's what the law says under 316.075.1c.
Okay. Well, I'm getting cussed out now because I don't turn at all.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. They're like, man, I'm getting called some foul things for not moving, you know.
Well, that camera created some good habits, but one of the bad habits is people feel they can just ride through right in turn without ever stopping. And that's the truth.
Okay.
All right. Ebony Calhoun. All right. I find Ms. Calhoun liable and find her the amount of $258. Thomas DePiro. Please state your name and be sworn.
Thomas DePiro.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. DePiro, let's look at your video. Okay, what say Mr. DePiro?
I feel that I did approach the light in a careful and prudent manner. There was no oncoming cars coming. I did turn in the right lane where right lanes are allowed.
What say the city?
No argument.
Not liable. Have a seat. She'll give you an order to that effect. If you want to wait right here, she'll give you a copy of that order in just a minute. Austin Keeler. Yes, sir. Can you please state your name and be sworn?
Austin Keeler.
Raise your right hand, please. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
So here's your video.
I'm the white truck at the very front.
What?
The white truck at the very front sitting there. That's me right here, sir. I'm actually sitting still at that point right there.
What's say the city?
Looks like he's sitting still. I mean, it's technically a violation, sir.
It's a momentarily interrupted slow roll. Anyway, not live.
Thank you.
If you hang on 1 second, we'll give you an order of that effect. Tiffany Moore. If you would please state your name and be sworn.
Tiffany Moore.
You solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Let's look at your video. Okay, what say Ms. Moore?
I approached the light and looked in all directions, and I felt that I went through it carefully. And there was no oncoming traffic.
And that was an intersection that permits right turns on red?
Yes, sir.
Did the city want to be heard on this matter?
No.
Not liable. James Newton. All right. Not seeing Mr. Newton, I find him liable and fine him in the amount of $258. Weda Consulate. Not seeing Ms. Consulate, I find her liable and fine her in the amount of $258. Douglas Ritter. Yes, sir, if you would please state your name and be sworn.
Yeah, Doug Ritter.
Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to provide is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Ritter, let's take a look at your video. All right, let's say Mr. Ritter.
Well, first of all, I wasn't driving it. I owned the vehicle. I owned several vehicles, and one of my daughters was driving. I turned in the affidavit and basically explained my case on the affidavit, but they sent it back saying that it wasn't good enough.
Okay, what was wrong with Mr. Ritter's affidavit?
I have three vehicles, one of which is a 2004 Chevrolet pickup truck that I drive 99% of the time. The Honda car in question here was probably driven by one of my above-named daughters, and he mentions two daughters in this. I say probably because I don't know, and I can only assume. Both daughters admit to driving the car, but neither daughter admits to driving on the base Vespa, 10-1-213.
They pointing the finger at each other, and they brought their dad into this mess, and I said, hey, wait a minute.
So it's a signed affidavit with that information written on that.
All right. Well, all that aside, is this an intersection that permits right-hand turns on red?
Yes.
Can I see the video one more time? All right. Not liable.
Thank you, sir.
If you'll have a seat, I'll give you an order to that effect. Jonathan Rothstein.
Yes, dismissed under the same terms, same circumstances.
Number 28, Joshua V. Smith. Mr. Smith, not having appeared, is found liable and fined the sum of $258.
And just so you know, Mr. Kelly, I don't know if you saw, but because I'm not sure if you were here yet, but Mr. Rothstein was here. He just checked in on that matter and acknowledged what would be the matter.
All right. We've already taken care of case 29. we have any miscellaneous business? Good luck to you.
Well, we're going
to
take care of Wells.
I announced that.
Yeah. Yeah, I did have one thing. If we could back up.
I announced it as well.
No, I did want to back up a minute for Jonathan Benedict. And the only reason I.
Which one is he?
Which number? About 5 feet 4 in the end, somewhere like that.
Number 17.
Okay.
Down Liable.
Yes. Mr. And I don't know if this is, I assume this is in your file, and I've seen if you have a file. Mr. Elsie has presented a motion to dismiss on his behalf.
Mr. Who did?
J. David Elsie, Jr., Buckmaster Law, attorney. I don't know if that was something he would have wanted to consider having. It is a right arm man who does make the argument in this motion to dismiss. It's a pretty thorough argument. So.
This says the right-hand turn reference was made at a speed below 20 miles per hour. That's the second time today I've heard reference to that 20 miles per hour. What's the 20 mile per hour thing?
Different jurisdictions have speed thresholds. I don't know if you've gone through the portion of his motion there where he mentions the comparison. And I did this in my motion, in my response as well, regarding careful and prudent language out of careless driving. And there it speaks of the conditions of the road, the speed, and so forth. And so a number of jurisdictions look at the speed of the vehicle to try and create a threshold for where too fast to be really safe and prudent. Everyone doesn't agree with that. It's not all. It's not fixed anywhere in law. So that was the reference. It's the argument of high speed versus low speed.
Would it be possible for me to see Mr. Benedict's?
Absolutely, sir.
And then, Tony, you tell me the significance of this motion to dismiss on this proceeding. I mean, if this is going to be construed as something akin to an appearance of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know if I should or would or could, but. You saw some of the mindset is that that's pretty much the way it works over the traffic court.
Pardon?
I say that's the way it's been working with us regarding red lights over the traffic court. So I can see someone having this thought.
You didn't see this up here already, this one. Yeah,
yeah,
it
was just.
So is it a chart?
Yes.
All right, well, Tony, I guess I'm going to have to defer to you. Can you tell me the significance of this motion to dismiss? Does this qualify as an appearance of some sort? If it qualifies as an appearance, then I have to consider the defense.
Yeah, technically, I don't believe it does. I don't believe there's anything in the statute that makes a provision for it. But really, our question for us is as administrative proceedings. If it was a general code proceeding, would that be enough for us to even consider it? Because that's kind of the, while we're really not code, it's trying to make the analogy of us being like a code proceeding, and that's why they point to 162 for the appeal provisions. So, is Benedict an attorney of Amy? No?
Not that I know of.
No, that's one of these where someone appears to have paid cost of attorney to file something for him. I don't have a problem with recognizing that under these circumstances and granting a dismissal as opposed to.
Well, I don't know. I gotta have to figure out how to reverse that then.
house. Okay, well, you tell me. Am I considering this an appearance or not?
It's on me, and the answer is
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't like the idea of anybody thinking they can just mail in a response.
And then,
I can understand the affidavit. The affidavit specifically calls for under your statute. So that's mailing in a response of sort.
He wanted to this make an argument. He should have come and make his argument.
This is making a legal argument.
Yeah. By mail.
That by mail.
All right.
So, again, I don't like the precedent, if you will, of people thinking they just
file a notice of appearance and give it dismissed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm good with that. That's why I'm wrestling. And so since you're leaning that way, that's kind of where I'm leaning. I'm uncomfortable with the thought of, well, if you really wanted to do that, just come in, and it probably would have happened. But I probably would have said it just like a little rats thing. But
if I were going to be hyper worried about this guy's rights, then I'd say, okay, we continue it to the next meeting.
And give him a shot to come in if that's what he wants to do.
Tell him to come in like everybody else that either comes in or pays.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he doesn't have no color right or anything. I'm just trying to balance my mindset towards what I would call fair.
Well, if he gets this and he asks, could he ask for a rehearing? Maybe bring him back?
Well, we don't like to do that.
I know we don't, but
the easy way for him to ask for a rehearing is, well, this is the guy, you know, let Jonathan Benedict see.
What does your notice say? I must have 1,000 of them here right now.
Yeah.
Notice of hearing. Public hearing will be conducted.
This is pretty much the same as the...
Regarding notice of violation, you may reschedule by submitting a written request.
One time. Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even call or contact our office.
Not
may
to my
cancel
own.
Your appearance.
I wouldn't have even have known had I not pulled the stuff. They sent that straight to
if
Gatto.
You choose not to appear, you waive the right to contest this violation.
He missed it. That's
and must pay a civil penalty of $158. Yeah.
If
you choose not to appear.
Even if he would have come and
the attorney.
His attorney filed a notice of appearance.
Right. I can tell you that it was sent straight to
the New York office.
Yes. It wasn't sent to us directly. I wouldn't have known that he had an attorney had I not pulled the documents that were with the...
I mean, he files these things, we've had LZ and a few times over in the traffic. But, yeah, he just didn't do it the way he wants to do it.
I mean, is this acceptable in other traffic courts?
No, actually, he filed it as fully as filing it to the traffic. Maybe he was anticipating this was going to traffic court.
Maybe that's... He got confused.
One of the things is, I think I've heard before, we kind of have this understanding among the attorneys that we don't fight against goals. It's nobody fighting and everybody else going, you know, so it's kind of that kind of thing. None of the other jurisdictions, the only other one that shows up never shows up.
Mr.
Patel,
do you
want
to adjourn or still stay on the record?
Tell me
what I'm doing.
Sorry.
My answer is I think that he didn't appear. He did file this notice. And I don't believe it probably was by error. And if his client wants to ask for another something, he can ask and we can see where we go from there. Ask for a rehearing or something. But. He filed a notice of appearance, but it's not like a plea. You know, he didn't file a plea or anything. So it's.
We'll leave it alone.
Yeah, we'll leave it alone. And we have to take off.
Yeah, we're the.
Y'all can go down halfway for me.